Let's talk some Formula One. Andrew Westacott, the CEO of the Australian Grand Prix Corporation, has been good enough to jump on the line. Andrew, welcome to the program. A bit's changed in the world since we last spoke.
Well, I think I was pumping it up big time. All systems go back in March, but it's amazing how things can change in 24, 48, 72 hours, Dwayne. And that was a fair while ago, and now we're at the silly season. And in the absence of news, why not be a four-time world champion and come out and say you're going to finish at the end of the year?
So what are you reading into this Sebastian Vettel leaving Ferrari story?
Well, I think there's probably a degree of credibility. His contract's coming up at the end of the year. He's won four world championships. He's probably had a lot of time to reflect, like many of the drivers. I mean, they haven't, apart from a bit of practice at Catalunya across, it was 6 days, they really haven't done much work other than simulators. I mean, they're doing a lot of training, but, you know, there's a lot of time to reflect, and Sebastian Vettel's, a 32-year-old and achieved a lot. So maybe he's looking to the future.
Is there wouldn't be too many bigger jobs in world sport than sitting your backside in a Ferrari with the world watching, one of the biggest franchises in world sport, and well, it's a truly international sport as well. If Daniel Ricciardo got that seat, it would make him, 20 times what he is now, probably on the world stage.
Wouldn't it? Because, Daniel is one of those people who's actually got an Italian passport on the grid, and he's followed a little bit in the footsteps of Sebastian. He hasn't won the world championships, but he was at Toro Rosso, and then he was at Red Bull. And, Sebastian Vettel's only finished second to another driver in Red Bull and Ferrari on two occasions. One was with Ricciardo in 14, and last year it was with Charles Leclerc, the young guy who's probably going to be world champion with Ferrari, a number of years, maybe when Lewis Hamilton retires.
And he's got some charisma, some personality as well, Daniel Ricciardo. So he would bring that to the table for a big franchise like Ferrari as well.
Oh, absolutely he would. I mean, he's won around Monaco. He's an absolute character. He's loved by many, and he's acknowledged as being one of the best overtakers in the world. And, he's 171 races to date, seven wins and 29 podiums. He's up there as being one of the most experienced in that field now. And you either go with someone experienced like Ricciardo, or you go to this emerging breed of youngsters who are at 22, 23, 24 years old. People like Carlos Sainz, for instance, the Spaniard who's racing at McLaren.
Now, we're just talking to Craig Tolley about what tennis is planning for. How are you going with your thoughts on what the world might look like in the lead up to the MotoGP, which I think is still scheduled for the last weekend of October?
Yeah, it is. Look, it's exactly the same sort of approach we took into the lead up to this year, but we're so much more knowledgeable, but things can change and evolve. And what we're doing, it sounds a bit cliched, but we continue to take a lot of guidance from the people at the Department of Health and Human Services. We're actively talking to Dorna Sports, who are the commercial rights holder for the MotoGP season. They've come out as late as end of last week talking about starting their season, the MotoGP season, consecutive weekends in July. I think it was the 19th and 26th of July down in Jerez, which is in Andalusia in the southern part of Spain. And if they can do that in the quarantine bubble that Formula One's looking at, well, then potentially the season can get up. But there's a lot of impediments to international travel and quarantine periods of mass gatherings. And we're monitoring all that and in close contact with government and the Europeans pretty much every day or three.
And can you see the F1 season and the MotoGP season, up and running by, say, August, if you want to be a bit more conservative, or...
Well, I think September's clearly better than August, and early on they were all quite bullish and saying, July. And when you look at some of the original plans, there's been 11 races cancelled or postponed or adjusted in the MotoGP season, and four of those have gone permanently, and they're moving it out and out and out to an end of July start. I think Formula One's going to be the same. And what you could envisage is that if you've got enough flexibility, and you need the flexibility of governments, because it's all well and good to talk about conducting Formula One over consecutive weekends in Austria, let's say, Dwayne, but you've got to get across France, and there's border There's border restrictions that mean you can't travel there. So there's so much work happening, but there's a lot of money riding on it, and where there's a will, there's a way, especially in Formula One and MotoGP.
And we've kind of run out of time, but would you run an F1 Grand Prix here if you weren't allowed to have crowds, or do you have to have crowds?
Oh, I think the economics determine it's right to have crowds, and I think given we had the cancellation at the start of this year, we're setting our sights to working out, a bit like Craig Tiley, I didn't hear the interview, about how we can structure things for 2021, and you know, we're a safe haven in many regards, probably compared to other parts, so you know, watch this space for the next season.
Yeah, I love the way it's sounding from both you and from Craig Tiley. Andrew, great to have a chat to you, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Andrew Westacott, Australian Grand Prix Corporation CEO. More of your calls after the break. 1-300-736-736. Sean Higgins also to join me, but love your calls. It's about you. It's Talkback Radio, so jump on the line on the Werribee Kia open line. 1-300-736-736.